Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cass Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
Good morning. I'm sitting here with this fabulous diva out of Atlanta. Good morning, Sabrina. How are you?
I'm good. So today, family, listen, you are a part of the Lituations community where we bring you education, information, and inspiration for your Lituations. And we got three lit topics on today. I tell you, I don't know which one is hotter. But let's start with cell phones in church, Michael.
Yes, and I'm so excited because I love to bring it on a Sunday morning. That's one of the, you know, there's a lot going on Sunday mornings, but not as much as during the week. And there are people up and moving around on Sunday morning. There's a lot going on. So that's what we want to bring it to you on Sunday mornings. But look, one of the biggest things that is controversial right now, and that is, cell phones, tablets, smartphones in church Sunday mornings. Now, you know, the Bible app is on there, okay? But it's like a win-win scenario for a lot of people because not only can you have your cell phone, you can have it on, you can find the scripture on there, but you can also surf the net, do all the other stuff you want to do, and it's okay.
Yeah, I've seen some churches like Triumph where there is a no cell phone allowed, no taping allowed on service. And then I've seen other pastors where they are all over the news blogs because they said something controversial in church and it ended up on social media.
Yeah, that's right.
It ended up trending. Even the pastor that did the whole spitting, he did a sermon, an analogy, and he spit in his hands and rubbed it on somebody's eyes to show the demonstration of Jesus.
Oh, no.
Listen, it was but cell phones are not going away. So next time.
No. But
cell phones ain't going nowhere in church.
But the, you know, it's an important topic. One of the things is I've seen things where articles and on social media where people have been surfing, you know, pornographic sites while they're in church, while they're sitting in church, while they're praying, while they're singing, praise and worship. And somebody's over there really excited about something else, you know.
Yeah. But the reality is, what are you going to do? Tap them on the shoulder? If they are looking at porno sites, they really need church the most. They need the word. They need Jesus. They need revelation. They need Apostle Paul, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
But somebody somebody.
I mean, and then why is somebody else looking over their shoulder at their phone? You need to be minding your business.
Somebody always takes it to another level, you know.
I'm bringing my cell phone. We don't carry Bibles anymore. We carry our phone. We have different Bible apps. And I just don't think cell phones are going away. What do you think about the topic about the dress code for church?
And that's another thing that can almost be part of the pornographic. I remember one time I was sitting in church. I'm not going to name the church, but this girl that was sitting next to me, her skirt was so short. And, you know, she had to squeeze by me even while I was sitting down.
I
lost my place.
Stop,
Sabrina. You know, now, let me finish. Let me, what had happened was I lost my, it was in Matthew somewhere, and when she brushed by me.
You went to Mark.
I think I was all the way in Genesis.
You went forward.
I think I went backwards. And I guess that is appropriate. I went backwards all the way to Genesis. I had to start all over. And everybody don't know where the scriptures are either. So, you know, I had to go back to look and see like where Matthew was,
well,
you know.
He was in Genesis.
Well, let me tell you, that is a big thing. And then now it goes both ways, not just women. The men, the fashions for men are distracting to a lot of women and a lot of other men, too, because the outfits, the suits are tighter, the pants are tighter,
well,
they're
the
flashier.
They
you
look
know.
Like women.
And
they
now we're drifting off to a whole. See, we are supposed to be staying on topic.
Okay,
now,
what about the fact we're talking about hot topic
mm-hmm.
situation in the community? What about that whole Offset and Cardi B? So, did you know that Nicki Minaj's husband has received 120 days house arrest because he was threatening Offset, Cardi B's husband, after the DNA award? So apparently there was some text exchange and it got heated to the point where Kenneth Petty, who is Nicki Minaj's husband, said that he was going to Merck. He said, planning your vacation, but you won't be planning your funeral.
Wow.
Now, he is currently on probation for not registering as a sex offender, and his probation officer sent it to the judge, and the judge required that he spend 4 months in home under house arrest. What is going on? It's a situation.
I don't know why they allow these things to become such a big issue. Don't they have better things to do? Don't they have families
but
and lives?
Rich?
Right, and right, that
like,
too. And
rich?
Don't they have other business? I don't have time. I'm not rich. I don't have time for that petty stuff.
Well, his
name
is Kenneth Petty.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah.
I mean,
okay. Well, that explains it. But I talked to someone the other day that is some national marketing person, and I interviewed somebody the other day that was one of the security people that does the protection for artists coming into Detroit, and he said, "Do you know that a lot of that stuff is contrived? It's engineered because they're trying to get attention. They're trying to sell records. They're trying to get likes. It's just a marketing ploy to get some attention." So he said, he said he's overheard some of that driving them around. He's heard them talking about it, about, look what we got for that thing we dropped yesterday, you know.
I can say that Nicki Minaj has a new podcast, and her ratings were up, number one,
mm-hmm.
after this incident.
Yep.
I do believe that a lot of it is contrived for marketing, but these people have taken it a step further. When you start talking about murder, obviously the judge doesn't think it's a joke.
Right.
The judge was not taken lightly because he put him on house arrest, as well as it's driving the drill culture that we have. These are supposed to be older people, OGs. Nicki's an OG in the rap game. Her husband is an OG. And they should at some point be creating a new culture for rap as opposed to taking us back. I guess everything is taking us back. Everything
yes.
is hot topic. It's taking us back to Genesis. It's taking us back. Okay?
This is going back to Cain and Abel. Because
exactly what it's going
because
on.
This stuff gets worse. They might start as a joke, or they might not take it seriously, and then somebody takes it seriously. Look at Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion. I mean, that he's sitting in jail now, probably for a very long time.
No.
He's still trying to get out every
what
day.
I
he's trying
tell
to get
you
out.
Is that Nicki brought up her? They call them rat goons. She brought up her goons to the station, so they were about 40. They have the new drill culture, which means murder. So when they wipe their nose and they wiping their nose and looking shots at the camera, it was kind of scary. So I believe that instead of just going to a marketing ploy, it's a step. It's crossed the line.
Yeah.
And then when you cross the line and somebody gets hurt, then now you're looking at two young mothers. Their kids are not older than 10 years old that have to be left as single parents. And they actually made threats. I think one guy said he was going to smack Cardi B's teeth out. So anyway,
wow.
It's just too much. It's a lituation.
Yeah.
So we're going to come back, and you're going to hear more on today's lituation in the community. Stay tuned. We'll be right